Today is Monday, the 28th of July, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time.
To what shall we compare kingdom of Jesus? Not a seed. It's small, it's sown, it's tended and grown, and it's sturdy in you and me. Its branches never break, and its fruit never withers. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright and put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing. Oh, say, can you see the kingdom within us? It's the kingdom of Jesus.
John Guerra sings The Kingdom of Jesus. As you listen, notice how you imagine the kingdom of Jesus. Does an image from this song help you?
To what shall we compare the spirit of the hour? Not a sword. It frees us, unites us, enslaves and divides us in violence. Help us, Lord. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright, put a new wine in. Chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing. Oh, say, can't you see we have one allegiance? It's to the kingdom of Jesus. Is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in us is greater, and he's overcome the world. Oh, his kingdom is not one of slander or rage, but one that is ruled by the Lamb who is slain and is worthy of wisdom and honor. Separate us from the love of God forever in Christ Jesus. Everything shall pass away, but not the word that's within us. No, it's the kingdom of Jesus.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world.
Matthew suggests that Jesus used parables so as to reveal hidden mysteries. Yet we are left to make up our own minds about their meaning. How do the images of the mustard seed and the yeast in the flour help you to understand the kingdom of heaven? Give time for your imagination to find an answer. The parable of the mustard seed is about the smallest of all seeds growing to the size of a tree. What do you see as small and insignificant in your life, or in the world, that, with enough faith, hope, and love, could grow into something that sustains and shelters others? Without yeast, bread can't rise and become nourishing. What grace do you need to become bread for others? As the reading is repeated, notice how the images in the parables take hold of your imagination and speak to you.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world.
If you were one of the crowd listening to Jesus and his parables, how would you respond to what you heard? Would there be questions you would want to ask? Take a few minutes to speak to Jesus from your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.